the 48-yard line. That is a gain. Let's see, start up a 34-yard line there, 16, 17-yard gain there for Lombowski.
Charles Baird for the Green Devils finally just had to grab by the shoulder pads and throw him down. And it's a good thing he was stumbling, otherwise he'd have probably got run over.
And they're at the 49-yard line, according to the mark. And Harvey Beach airing it out here. Trish right and to the left and hand off to Kowalski once again. And he breaks free out of one tackle, keep pushing forward, gains about 4 yards when it's all said and done. He's out to Brown City, 45-yard line.
Nathan Fremont for the Green Devils. But again, Kowalski running out the clock in this one, and Pirates are leading 7-0.
So the first quarter is in the books, and it's Harbor Beach 7, Brown City nothing. Keep it locked on 102.1, your home for high school sports.
When it comes to braces, trust your smile to a professional, qualified orthodontist, Dr. Larry Eggison in Bad Axe. Dr. Larry Eggison has 3 years postgraduate study, which is required to qualify as an orthodontist. Proper orthodontic treatment can't focus on dental displacement or deal with the control and modification of the jawbone. In most cases, crooked teeth and improper bites involve procedures that can only be performed by an orthodontist. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation at 118 North Hampshire Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 989-269-6811. Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area youth.
And we're back here in Harbor Beach at the end of the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 7-0 over Brown City. It is going to be 2nd and 6 for the Pirates. They are in Brown City territory at the 45-yard line. And you're hearing the sound of the marching Pirates.
And we got a beautiful night. The rain has held off. Jason's done a good job keeping it on the west side of the state.
That's right. So it is 2nd and 6. We have 2 receivers each way and Kowalski in the backfield with Kraft in the shotgun. Rolls to his left, looks for number 2, Travis Essmaker, which is complete. Gain of about 10 yards, brought down right at the 35-yard line of Brown City. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Pirates.
Jacob Primo made the hit.
As Ron is saying goodbye to his guests here.
Yes, the younger Jet Set. And yes. Folks, you're going to have to guess which one of us is younger, doing either the color or play-by-play if you've never met us personally. So you'll have to figure that out.
All right, so it's 1st and 10. And it's a handoff to Kowalski around the right side. He's to the right hash, out to the 30-yard line. Tries to leap over a defender, but number 44, Brown City, that is Alex Bartle.
Yep.
He says, not in my time, and brings him down 2nd and 5.
He tried to think he was a hurdler, and he forgot. They can tackle somebody that tries to step over you.
He forgot he's a fullback.
Yeah.
So
stay low to the ground and punish him.
So 2nd and 5 for the Pirates, now moving right to left across your radio at the 30-yard line. It's 7-0 Harbor Beach with 11:15 remaining in the second quarter. Keeper for himself, Kraft around the right side near the far end zone, far sideline. He breaks free of 2 tackles, finally pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. That's a gain of 20 yards for Kraft at the far sideline.
That little fellow, that little sophomore, kept running down there. He was running like he was Sloan Kowalski, fullback. He went, bing, bang, down the sideline, kept bouncing off those Green Devils until he was forced out of bounds.
And those are trademark sound effects of Ron Lehrman right there of WIW Sports.
Yeah.
11:05 remains in the second quarter. It's 7-0 Harbor Beach, and it's going to be 1st and goal for the Pirates at their own 10-yard line. Spread formation once again for Kraft. It's a handoff to 45. Sloan Kowalski to the right side and walks in untouched. His 2nd score of the night and the 2nd score of the night for the Pirates. It's now 13-0 Harbor Beach.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to isolate the defense for Brown City. They're spreading them out all over the field. And Kraft and Kowalski are the only ones behind the center. And you got your 5 linemen up there to block plus the tight end. And so they split 3 to the left and 1 to the right. So they got to honor those people. Otherwise, Kraft will keep it and throw it to them.
That's better than I could explain it right there. And it looks like they're going for 1 here on the point after attempt. Ginther, the kicker, and Essmaker, the holder. And it's a bad kick. Moves to the right, barely high enough to even get across the crossbeam, and it's no good. So after two scores, it's 13-0 Harbor Beach over Brown City.
That was like my driver I pulled out and shanked it to the right.
And we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLIW.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in BedEx. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton Parker and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Hileski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry at a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifle, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight-in services available. Over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock, from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of BedEx. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
And we're back in here as Ginther kicks it off for the Pirates. It's brought to the 25-yard line. Number 86, the tight end, gets out to about the 31-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds by the Pirates. Number 86, that'd be Tyler Banks.
And Travis Essmaker was the one that forced them out. So the Green Devils will take over on their own 31-yard line, and they're down 13 points. And I didn't think they thought they would be this many points down this early.
I agree, and it's normally the big plays that just kill the opponents of Harbor Beach. But that last drive, it was just grind it out,
grind it out. That's right.
And the final tally, there was a 10-yard run from Klasky, his second score of the night at the 10:59 marker. So it's 13-0 at 10:55 in the second quarter now. Spakeski's under center, two men in the backfield, and one out each way. Spakeski's looking back to pass. He has a receiver open, but he intends to pass it to number 30, Nate Primo, who's way in the backfield. Try a little screen pass, and that's 11-yard loss.
And
they're
the
at
old,
the 20-yard line.
And the old announcer that I had working with me here a week ago, Tom Sutherland, sniffed that play out, followed the receiver out in the flats, and as soon as he caught it, bing, down he went.
And that's a loss of 10 on the play, brings up 2nd and 20 for the Green Devils. Spakeski is now 1 for 3, but that one completion, loss of 10.
Well, you can tell that Brown City is not a throwing football team, because they like to grind it out, but the Pirates have just dared him to throw the football as they got 10 men in the box again.
And they have a flanker to the left and two men in the backfield. It looks like it's going to be a keeper for Spakeski. He's out near the first down marker, but about a yard short. There's a flag on the play. He gets past the sticks out to the 31-yard line on the far sideline. Gain of about 11.
Essmaker and number 61, Cody Puff. But it looks like it's going to cost the Pirates 15 because they got a hold of the face mask, I believe.
And they are figuring it out. The flag is down at the 28-yard line of Brown City. And it's a face mask against the Pirates. And it's going to be a 5 or it's going to be a 15. It's 5 yards if it's a grab, 15 if it's a yank on the face mask. And they've yet and there's to go, and it's going to be from the end of the run. And it's going to be a 15 yard. So that's an automatic first down, and out to about the 47-yard line is Brown City now. In their own territory, moving left to right across your radio. But they are down 13-0 with 9:57 remaining against Harbor Beach.
Well, Brown City's got to answer the bell on this one. They need to put a score on to keep this game in reach. Because if they give the football back to Harbor Beach and they tack another one on, they're in trouble.
And it was second and 20, but now it's first and 10, 15 yards ahead of the end of the run. Spakeski back to pass once again. All the receivers are, looks like number 86 received that one. He broke two tackles, and he's finally brought down into Harbor Beach territory, the 34-yard line. That's number 86, Tyler Banks.
We got two parachutes out here. Both officials saw something way back when he turned the corner. He was tackled by Gavin Colapart. But we'll see if they're going to bring that back.
And Harbor Beach fans are cheering.